Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book. A reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. A reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in
Hi, there's nothing I like better than opening my mailbox and finding it filled with letters. As soon as the mail comes, I can't wait to go through it. Postcards and letters, these get my immediate attention. You know, it's amazing how many different things come to you through the mail. Attention, Liver Barton. You may have already won $10 million. Liver Barton. Well, junk mail goes in the recycling over there. 2 points. What's this? It's the bicycle horn that I ordered. You know, that's what I like best about the mail. You never know what will arrive. How about you? What kind of mail do you get?
I get letters from my pen pals in the Philippines. I get little souvenirs from North Carolina.
I just got a Valentine card in the mail from my mom, and it was special to me.
One time I opened an envelope and there was a map inside.
I open up my packages or letters, and I see pictures inside of my cousins.
Once I got a letter from Egypt.
A coconut in a box.
I get computer games in the mail sometimes.
A big package.
A postcard.
A baseball poster. A
Christmas card.
A very big radio.
Wonder who that is. Oh, hey, Cheryl.
Hi, Bart. I have a special delivery for you today.
Cool.
Just need a signature right there on the green card.
Here?
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
There we go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Have a great day. It's from my friend Phil. I wonder what he sent. There's a note inside. Dear LeVar, just got back from vacation. 7 straight days of rain. Oy. Luckily, I found a little bookstore. I know you love reading and getting mail, so I thought you'd enjoy this book. Have fun, Phil. It's a book. Hail to mail.
Hail to mail. Written by Samuel Marshak. Translated from the Russian by Richard Pevere. Illustrated by Vladimir Radunsky. Read by Al Roker. Who's that knocking at my door? His badge is stamped with number 4. His shoulder bag is big and fat. His coat is blue. So is his hat. Is it him?
Mailman.
It must be him. The New York mailman, Mr. Tim. His bag was full of mail today. From Boston, Austin, and LA. From Reno, Roundup, Harper's Ferry. Pittsburgh, Plattsburgh, Pondicherry. He started on his rounds at 7. His bag was lighter by 11. He reached the bottom just at 3, long after he had come to me.
A certified letter for John Peck, postmarked from Schenectady.
A certified letter for John Peck, but he left yesterday.
Yesterday? Where did he go?
To Boise, Idaho. John Peck is flying over wheat fields, lying like gold across the plain. The letter follows through hills and hollows in a car of a speeding train. There are parcels, sacks, and letters in stacks, row after row after row. Two blue-coated clerks spend a whole night's work sorting it as they go. A postcard for Skokie, a box for Milwaukee, some magazines for Monroe, a sack for Wilmette, and a certified letter for Boise, Idaho. The Boise mailman strides along. His bag is heavy, but he is strong. His uniform might make you laugh because it's only there by half. He has a hat, but not the rest, except for the brass badge on his chest. His step is firm. He's filled with pride. He holds a letter marked certified. Around him, people hurry by. Cars honk, trucks roar. Babies cry. The mailman comes to the hotel. Of course, the doorman knows him well. Certified letter for John Peck, room 36. Now let me check. Sorry, friend, I hate to say, Peck left for Zurich yesterday. A letter had better be put in the mail. By itself, it won't get anywhere. But once it is mailed, it will roll, fly, sail, over land, over sea, through the air. A letter can travel without any trouble. Take a stamp and lick it. No need for a ticket. Your passenger's sealed and ready to whirl on a few penny journey all over the world. And it won't eat or drink on the way. And there's only one thing it will say as it comes down to land. Certified for John Peck, 19 Griesenweg, Zurich, Switzerland. What a beautiful city. The views. The lake with its boats and canoes. The mountains and also the valleys. The buses or trams or trolleys. The conductor stands on one leg and shouts, "Last stop, Griesenweg!" Down Griesenweg, Herr Schmidt goes stepping lickety-split. On his head, a blue mailman's hat, and himself as thin as a slat. At a glance, he takes in the scene and goes straight to number 19. He gives the brass knocker a knock.
Yes!
A letter for Herr John Peck. The landlady cranes her neck and studies the letter. Ah, Peck! Alas, sir, your timing is ill. He's just gone off to Brazil! The ship will set sail in less than a minute. Every cabin is full of the suitcases in it. But one cabin is not, for there must be a spot on each ship that sets sail for the man with the mail. The sunset is vermilion. All weary from the heat, Brasilio, the Brazilian mailman, rests his feet. A most unusual letter is lying in his hands, wrinkled, frayed, and tattered, with stamps from several lands. And scrawled with a red pencil, beside the last postmark, "The addressee has left Brazil. Please forward to New York." Who's that knocking at my door? His badge is stamped with number 4. His shoulder bag is big and fat. His coat is blue, so is his hat. Is it him?
Mailman!
It must be him, the New York mailman, Mr. Tim. I open the door. He hands to me a certified letter for John P. For Peck, "Hey, John, another one." Or is it the same one? "Come and see." My friend jumped up from where he sat. Well, I'll be darned. Just look at that. The letters followed all my tracks, halfway around the world and back. It went by water, air, and land to Idaho, to Switzerland. It got as far as the Amazon. By ship, plane, train, it traveled on, across the mountains, over the sea, until it finally came to me. And all that, thanks to those who go through dusty heat and freezing snow, Glory to them, I say, and hail to their heavy bags that bring the mail.
Yeah. When I write a letter, I choose my words very carefully. I have my own way of saying things. And so do you.
Dear Uncle and Aunt.
Dear Dad.
Dear Mr. President.
Dear Grandma.
Dear Nikki.
My dog.
I am lucky to have you as a grandma.
I hope you are having fun.
Dear Mommy, how are you feeling?
Does your operation still hurt?
Happy birthday, Mom.
Yours truly.
Sincerely?
Truly.
Love, Leonette.
When you write a letter, you put your thoughts on a piece of paper. But that's just the beginning. Every letter, whether it travels across town or around the world, goes on a journey.
How are you?
Okay.
Did you mail a letter today, Tom?
Yep.
Is it a birthday card?
No, it's to thank my grandmother for my birthday present. There it is.
Oh, she'll be glad to hear from you.
Letters dropped in mailboxes all over town meet at the post office. Here, thousands of pieces of mail are sorted every day. Big boxes of mail are dumped out, shuffled around, and moved onto a conveyor belt. While large envelopes and packages are picked out for special handling, regular letters keep on moving. These machines can read an average of 10 addresses and zip codes every second. That's 600 letters a minute. Even a super fast machine can't read scrawls or scribbles, so postal workers lend a hand. With all the sorting done, people in the post office know where every letter, postcard, and package has to go. And away to cities and towns across the country. Finally, each letter reaches its destination and makes someone very happy.
Good morning, Mrs. Skellig.
Anything special?
Sure, I have one here for Garden City.
For my grandson. I hope he's coming to visit soon.
That sure would be nice.
It would.
Okay. Have a nice day.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.
Today, it takes your letter a few days to reach someone. But there was a time when it took a lot longer.
Watch out, Mr. and Mrs. America. There's a letter coming your way. It's trotting through Trenton. Chug, chug, chugging through Chattanooga. And flying over Fresno. No road was too rough for our postal pioneers, and no job too tough. Well, except that one. Don't give up. Look who's counting on you. Day and night, millions of pieces of mail move through parcel-packed post offices. And when every last letter has been launched and every postcard pigeonholed, away they go. Crisscrossing our country from one metropolis to another. And where do they land? In hands all across America. Thank you, Post Office.
This letter is almost ready to go, but it needs one more thing. A stamp. I like to pick a stamp that really stands out. Let's see. Some bird stamps. Oh, here are my eagles. Ah, musical comedy theater. Oh, great. This is the perfect stamp for this letter. Sometimes the stamp can be just as interesting as the letter inside the envelope.
My name is Matthew Rolfe. I'm 12 years old, and I'm a stamp collector. I started collecting stamps because I had other collections.
Like marbles, rocks, baseball cards.
I collect stamps because I just realized how pretty they were and how interesting they were to look at. And
there are so many different varieties that collecting stamps could never bore me. Sometimes I get my stamps from old envelopes. So I cut the stamp off and I soak it in a bowl of water. Then, when it's ready, I gently pick it up with tweezers.
Looky here, this is a ladybug stamp. Right here, see? It looks like it has a few creases. Let's put it in the stamp press. Right here. We put it in here. And we start screwing down like this. Tight. Wait a little bit. Oh, look, it's all done. Okay, it's fine. It took out all the creases here.
This is one of my favorite stamps.
Inside here is a stamp that was sent up in the spacecraft Challenger and returned back to Earth a few days later. It says, launched August 30th, 1983, aboard the Challenger and returned back to Earth September 5th, 1983. This is a United States 1-cent postage stamp, and this was issued between 1917 and 1925. This stamp is in mint condition, which means it's never, ever been used. And it has full gum, which is the glue on the back of the stamp. And what we have here are called perforations. The perforations are what connects the stamps to other stamps when you buy them. And this stamp has fine engraved detail, which means it has very, very small design. And if you were to feel it, it would be slightly bumpy. Stamps also come from different countries, and they also come in different shapes and sizes. This is a stamp from Czechoslovakia. This is a view of Prague, the capital of Czechoslovakia. And this stamp is from Nicaragua. And it's an airmail stamp. As you can see, it has a little tiny airplane in the background. If you want to start collecting stamps, it's really easy. All you have to do is go to a store, and you can buy a packet of 1,000 stamps for only a dollar. You can also collect stamps by the letters you get in the mail every day.
Brings you a story, just like every book. If you want to find out more about the mail, here are three special deliveries waiting at your local library. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, there's no better way to get a letter than to send a letter. And this book will help you write one. It's called Messages in the Mailbox. There are many different kinds of letters to write. There are friendly letters you can write to your best friends, your cousins, or anyone you like. Need to know how to write an invitation to a party? It's here in the book. Have a sick friend? Learn how to write a get-well letter. You can write to your newspaper. You can write to your senator. You could even write to the president. I'm Earl Asheville. Before I read this book, I did not know how to write a letter. Now I think I'll give it a try. Why don't you give this book a try?
Hi, let me introduce you to a really fun and really different kind of book. It's called String Bean's Trip to the Shining Sea. Postcards help to tell the story. String Bean takes a trip with his older brother Fred to the Pacific Ocean. All along the way, String Bean writes postcards. He sends them to his mother, his father, and his grandfather. Some of the postcards are really wacky, like this one. It's a postcard of a restaurant they stopped at. Can you believe it was shaped like a boot? The book shows pictures of all their adventures along the way. Look at this one where the bears came a little too close. Or how about this one? That's String Bean's dog, Potato. I'm Sophie. I never could have imagined a story being told with postcards, but this one is fantastic. It gave me some great ideas for my next trip.
Hi, you know, you're really not supposed to read other people's mail, but it's okay in this book called The Jolly Postman. The postman delivers mail to different characters. You might know some of them. Here is a letter from Goldilocks to the three bears. She says she's sorry for going into their house. Look at this crazy ad to the Wicked Witch. Even the envelope is funny. There's a postcard from Jack to the Giant. Remember, they're from Jack and the Beanstalk. Cinderella's in here too. I've never seen a book like this before. It's great. Aunt Christina, have yourself a great time reading other people's letters in The Jolly Postman.
When you send a letter or a card, it connects you to someone you care about. Writing is a great way to let family and friends know that you're thinking about them, no matter how far away they may be. I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Hail to Mail, written by Samuel Marshak, translated by Richard Pevere, illustrated by Vladimir Radunsky, published by Henry Holton Company. String Bean's Trip to the Shining Sea by Vera B. Williams and Jennifer Williams, published by Green Willow Books, a division of William Morrow and Company. Messages in the Mailbox, How to Write a Letter, written and illustrated by Lorene Leedy, published by Holiday House. The Jolly Postman or Other People's Letters by Janet and Alan Alberg, published in the United States by Little Brown and Company, first published in the United Kingdom by Reed Children's Books.